I wore a necklace with a locket on it. Not because of the charm, but it was a locket or a stone.
What did men use to hold their trousers up?
Suspenders. Still have my daddy.
Galluses? Galluses?
No, only thing I know was suspenders.
Okay. Now, the last thing that you would put on a bed when you covered it?
A spread.
Okay.
We used to have those big Marcel spreads. You can't even buy them anymore.
Yeah. Did you ever see that kind of thing that would go, the kind of pillow that would go?
A bolster?
Yeah, a bolster went, it didn't just go part way across.
It went clean across.
Yeah.
We made ours. We made our own mattress too. We had a mattress made out of moss, and the bolster, you go to the trees and get that moss, and it'd be white, then it begins to turn gray, and you go get that moss, and you bring it home, and you pick it. You wash in a big tub, you put it on the line, you dry it out, and then you get the mattress picking, and you make a sack, and you stuff that. And after you stuff it, you stick it with a big mattress needle. And make your own mattress. We made our own bolsters. And we made our own feather pillows from the chicken feathers. We killed chickens and saved the feathers.
Now, what would you call a kind of little makeshift sleeping place down on the floor that children...
A pallet.
That's what we might sleep on.
You lay a blanket on the floor and put a sheet over it. That's called a pallet.
Okay. Now, talking about the kind of land they farmed out there, if you can raise a good crop on a field, you say the soil is very...
Rich.
Fertilizer.
Yeah. Yeah, well, most places where they had a lot of horses, not cows. Cows not well, but the horse meal is, I don't know, it has another name, I guess, for
Mignot,
it.
Yeah.
But I always know it by meal.
Yeah.
The horse meal. You know what that is.
Uh-huh.
Well, when he drops to that, you let it, you can't use it when it's green. When he first makes it, you don't use it. Excuse the expression.
Yeah.
When he first does it, you don't use it then because it'll burn your plant. You let it get kind of dark, then you spray it out so it's in the sun, and you let it dry. And you mix it with a little bit of mud, and you work that now and then, and mix that in. And that makes the best fertilizer for your plants.
Now, what different types of land do you have?
Well, higher land is the best land to farm on. Low land is not good because when it rains, the water lies on it.
Yeah.
And your plants, your crop, could rot.
Uh-huh.
Or you'd have trouble with your cattle getting sick, you know. Low land is not good for cropping.
What do you call that land that would be, they'd have to plow it late in the spring, or it would have water standing on it a lot of the time?
That must be like a swamp, huh?
Okay.
They have a swamp. That water stays in the swamp, and then you have to fill it in with old rubbish, like old rocks and old galvanized and wood. All kind of old rubbish, you fill that in, and then after you put loads of dirt, then you build houses on it, or you crop it off into land, you know, farm.
Mm-hmm. Was there land that your father had that wasn't good for anything except maybe raising a few cattle? You know, it was just too low, or all he could raise there was grass or something like that?
No, we never lived in a place like that. We always lived on the higher land. And when my aunt lived in dead now, she died, but when she was in Conference in Jan Parish, and I used to go over there, well, that land was good land. Well, we had some places where we had nice grass, you know, used to plant the grass seeds.
Yeah.
We had nice grass, and they never had a lawnmower then. They had a sickle to cut the grass with. That was hard work, but it looked nice all the time. And in the back, the yard was washed with sand because you could go to the river and get a lot of sand, you know. But that was not low land. Well, one house, I think, was a little lower. And that's when the levee had broke.